All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with Funbag Fantasy, so let's go ahead and get started. It was a quick and clever attack. Even if I wanted to stop her, she was a succubus, and just like that, I was on the bed and now on the defensive. As she clenched my manhood in her cleavage, Shamsiel slipped the head into her mouth. Ah, I thrust my hips in response to the sudden sensation. Now you're feeling good. Well, yeah. Were my boobs tasty? No. Oh, you liar. If you keep lying, I'll drag you right up to heaven. Damn, I'm gonna... The violent sucking pulled my hips forward. I was getting weak in the knees. Okay then, I guess I'll stop. Shamsiel! Oh, so do you want to come? Well, duh. I beggingly thrust my hips forward. When I was groping Roxanne, I did an orgasm. The latent desire in the semen was bunched up deep inside me. Want to come? Yeah. I love it when you're like this. Once again, she slurped hard on my penis and I moaned out loud. Shamsiel followed up with an additional move and rocked her boobs back and forth while slurping hard on my tip. Your dick is so hard, feels so good. Shamsiel, that's... You just love titty fuck, Salute. It feels amazing getting sucked off while my tits massage you, right? Yeah. But don't even think about resisting. You can't anyway. Ah! If you try and resist, I'll just rub it more. Oh, he suck it. Ah! Loot, your hips are cute. Thrust them harder. Shamsiel, I can't. Shoot it all on me. Bye bye to heaven, Loot. So much semen. Gulp, gulp. More, come more. Don't shake your tits. Oh, you want me to shake them? Yay, more come. Fwah! Shamsiel. What? Does it feel good? Oh. I'm gonna suck it all down. You won't even be able to stand. Ah, you're drinking all of my semen. Right, all of it. Ah, Shem Seal. Ah, gulp, gulp, ah. Gulp. Man, now it's going on too long. Ugh. Gulp. Shem Seal finally lifted her head up to look at me. Having so much semen drawn out of me left me weak in the knees. It took all my strength just to stand. Yep, loot's come is the best. Suddenly I felt like collapsing. I really thought I was gonna lose consciousness. Noticing my sudden loss of strength, Shem Seal caught me while I was still between her tits. The taut flesh of her bust jabbed into my groin.
No. Kimochiyokatta?
Well, did that feel good? Your technique is crazy.
Datte, ippai deru no mo.
Well, that's because so much comes out. My semen isn't food, you know.
Datte, tabemono da mo na. Okuma wa ningen no seiki wo tabenaito.
Well, actually, it is. Demons need human semen to live, you know. That's definitely a lie. I know. Flah! So sensitive, Loot. I'm sensitive right after I come. Did it feel good? Yeah, thought I was gonna die again. You come so much, Loot. I like you. And since I like you, I'll suck, suck, suck. Shem Seal kissed the tip, and just from that, my hips jutted forward as I fired off another load. It looks like I was gonna pass out immediately tonight. Loot Hen, his semen drained, laid down beside his cute succubus partner, while in the prefect's room, the usual two added yet another mysterious exchange by candlelight. Madalise, the steward, and the prefect, Erboin. The two seedy faces huddled close, careful not to raise their voices beyond a whisper, unaware that a certain demon was eavesdropping. Did it go as planned? It went swimmingly, sir. Good, good, swimmingly. Things look to be moving forward better than hoped. The flames of lust stir in your wife, and since the young one has arrived, I've been slipping aphrodisiacs into her food. You're truly evil, Madalise. I prefer to be called tasteful, sir. He. After a sudden fit of laughter, the two hurriedly raised a finger to silence one another. Then, how about the other one? I handed it over to our visitor today. He should be arriving at Lingo Bard as we speak. At long last. Yes, at long last indeed. Honestly, I didn't think they would go along. It seems they have finally realized your power, Master Erboin. Your sycophantic gestures need work. Those opposed to the military rule likely have shared sentiments. Aristocratic rule is no better than a militaristic one. Gathering the best minds just means those with the best name, and all the top graduates are just children of the elite. The world will never change like this. But it will soon, sir. Bone is right next to Inland, and Inland is currently plotting insurrection against the kingdom. And also, Bone will... Shh! Say no more, Madois. Aye, I understand. We need to wait till we meet with him anyway. I assume he will come sometimes this week. Well, it depends on the next response. I'll be able to make my return to the capital. Congratulations. I'm not bringing you. You're so cruel to me, sir. And with that, a smile came to Urboin's face. Once again, the pair's fiendish laughs echoed throughout the room. Completely unaware of the demon listening in. Uh-oh. A conspiracy, I blurted out in response. Right when I woke up, Shamsale started talking about Madois and Urboin. What were they talking about? Lots of stuff. Well, that tells me very little. Shamsale's answer was super vague. It didn't seem like she wanted to tell me anything more. But it was about you. Me? Why would they talk about me? Because you're famous. I'm nobody. Shamsale laughed happily. Okay, how about I protect you? Protect me? From those two. Is my life in danger or something? Not your life, but... If you give me a kiss, I'll protect you. Kiss? Come on. There was just this cuteness about her. A demon who wanted a kiss. It was too cute to resist. When we first met, I never thought I would kiss her like this, though I did think she was a prostitute, so maybe I would have. Wow, that changes things? I leaned in towards her. I could just give her a little kiss. Alright, I'm going out. Be careful. Shamsale waved at me energetically. When I left my room, there was a guard waiting to greet me. Sir Lute, Miss Roxanne is waiting for you. Oh, got it. When I entered Roxanne's room, she was already dressed and ready. I apologize for keeping you. Oh no! I'll wait however long I need for you, Sir Lute. Huh? It's nothing. She was a little taken aback by her own words as she blushed around the ears. It was as if she accidentally let a confession of love slip. I really wanted to shout me too and throw myself onto her, but we are still within the castle walls. That would be insane. Well, shall we go then? Okay. Her expression was so lively. It seems like she was truly happy to be going on an outing with me. While pulling the reins of the horse, I couldn't take my eyes off her, and looking at her smiling face brought her bust to my mind. I kept glancing down, sneaking peeks when I could. Yesterday I only touched them through her clothes. I was far from satisfied, but they felt so good. I wanted to squeeze more and more. If possible, I wanted to grip and suck them bare. Is something the matter? No, let's hurry on. We need to be back before sundown. Okay. We finished our errands without any issues. Even though there was such a gentle atmosphere to her, when it came to work, she wasted no time. She truly was fantastic wife material. If she had children, she would undoubtedly be a perfect mother. In that moment, I saw myself marrying her, even though she already belonged to another. I had never met anyone that was as soft-hearted as her in the capital, and I may never meet another. Not to mention that her charm and ever-so-sensual bust wasn't something that you encounter regularly. Roxanne pulled the reins and brought the horse to a stop. I followed along. As always, this is such a nice view. Roxanne let herself take in the scenery. We still have plenty of time before dinner. Yes, it would be unfortunate if we missed it. Roxanne giggled. I looked off into the distance. It really was a great view. But it wasn't just the view which made this spot so great. This was the spot I milked and massaged Roxanne yesterday. The feeling of her skin was beginning to leave my memory, but that only made my lust grow stronger. I wonder if that's gonna happen again today. No way. That couldn't happen again. It was too risky. But, just stop. Gotta get out of here. Just as that thought came to me. Roxanne had a troubled, almost helpless expression, but she also looked like she yearned for something. My heart was racing. Her eyes couldn't lie. Those were eyes laced with a carnal desire. The eyes of lust. Sir Lute. She continued, but couldn't quite find her words. Well, actually, it's... I swallowed hard, trying not to drool. Yes, what is it? It's... Can you again... Roxanne was very hesitant. Her hands restless. Is it your breasts? Yes, my breasts are swollen. It's quite painful. My heart was in my throat. It was going to be the same as yesterday. The madam was going to ask me to milk her again. Refuse, idiot! My brain shouted out. But we can touch those boobies again, my dick proclaimed. People definitely have an upper mind and lower mind, and when it comes down to it, the lower will always win. My heart was pounding as I waited to hear what she wanted, and then... Today as well, can you milk my breasts for me? I knew it. I felt a familiar tug on my heartstrings as a feeling of elation washed over me. Again, I could touch her boobs again. This was no time to get excited. This must be a test from God, or maybe the devil was tempting me. Still, is it too much to ask? Roxanne stared at me with an expecting look in her eyes. My lips twitched. Oh no, I couldn't. You're married and I'm a knight. It would be unforgivable. I should proclaim my intention to divert myself from this forbidden path and walk the path of morality. But I... No, it's not. I answered instinctively. Pretending to be above touching the breast laid before my eyes was simply impossible for me. If I refused, I would surely be consumed with regret. I'll have my hands here, so if you can do it again like yesterday. She already made up her mind as she propped herself against the tree. It was as if she was presenting herself to me. Alright, everyone. This'll be the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll be out for Grim's Hentai Corner, and we'll see you next time with more Funbag Fantasy.